Welcome to Shom Achshavana Daf, Shir Span to Luinish Basam Biak Shom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Chov Zayin. The Gemara throughout this Daf brings, or really brought in Daf Chov Dalet, and it's brought down in a few places in Shas. The example we want to bring a person who has the name of his father, we say Yosef ben Shimon. We want to say two people have the same name, we say you have two Yosef ben Shimon Bir Achas, two people with the same name, they have Yosef, the son of Shimon. Reb Tzadok HaKohen, mainly in Tekonos HaShavim Simon Vov, but in a few other places in the Pre-Tzadok, says a tremendous Yisoid. He brings there, what's the pshat that we use the name Yosef B'Shimon? He proves that this name was not a common name during the time of the Tanoim or the Amoraim. So if so, why use the name Yosef B'Shimon? We know everything in Torah, everything in Talmud, everything in the Gemara is B'Davka. It's not just a coincidence. They just picked up a random name. And furthermore, if you want to pick up a random name, you should say Reuven ben Yaakov, the first Shevet and his father. Why do we use the name Yosef ben Shimon? It's a name that doesn't mean anything and is that specific. So Tzadok has a long mahalach, where he explains that Shimon, Shevet Shimon, the Midah that Shimon shows is a Midah that outside on the surface, he looks wrong. The name Shimon, Leah called Shimon, Kishoma Hashem Kisnua Oni. He has inside his name comes the word Sinna, hatred. Nobody in Am Yisrael has hated Chas Hashem. But it looks on Al Ponov, it looks on the surface that there's some hatred towards Shimon. And the reason is Shimon is the one who's the main one who sold Yosef HaTzadik. Shimon is the one that from his Shevet, there was the Chatoim that we had with Bnois Peor that brought the big Magifa to Am Yisrael. And that's why Shimon does not get a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu. In Parshat Zoyis HaBracha, Shimon is just Ramuz in Yehuda. And Rashi says the reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu was upset on Shevet Shimon for what they did. Shevet Shimon appears to be people that come out as Rishoyim, as the ones that are not appropriate for bracha, the ones that are incorrect, the ones that are not tzaddikim, the ones that are sinner to them in this world, sinner because of their deeds. But Be'oimek Adover, in the Primius, every Yid, we know inside in the Neshama, he has a Pchina of a Tzaddik. He has an inner point that there is Mizgale, the Amech Kulam Tzaddikim. And he goes on to add that he has a Kabbalah, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was also from Shevet Shimon. And the whole idea of Shimon Bar Yochai was to Megala, to reveal the Soidas HaTorah, the things that are Pimi. Outside on the surface, you don't see what Rav Shimon is doing. Adirabba, the Gemara Irvin tells us that we don't pass Kana Loch like Rav Shimon. It appears to be that on the surface, Shimon doesn't fit. But underneath the surface, that's the biggest Gilui, the Gilui of something which is hidden. Continues with Tzadik and says that always the son is what he's Megale, the Pnimius of the Av, the inner point that the Av did not show on the surface. That comes through the son. He says that's the reason Avraham Avinu gave birth to Yitzchok. Avraham Avinu is the Midah of Chesed. But he had in him Yirah, who showed the proper Yirah that Avraham had, that he had the Midah, the Shleimus Midah, and he was proper with that too, Yitzchok Avinu, who has Midah Seirah. Always the son shows the Pnimus of the father, which is now revealed outside. The one Shevet Am Yisrael, who he is the epitome of Tzaddik, is Yosef HaTzaddik. Yosef is the one who's careful in the Midas HaYesoid Kehadua. He's the one who separates from the Goyim, doesn't mingle with the Goyim, is able to protect himself and guard himself in Golos. So you want to say that even though Shimon appears to be a Rasha, but his Pnimius is a Tzaddik, we say Yosef ben Shimon. Meaning, this is really for everyone in Am Yisrael. It doesn't matter any person in Am Yisrael, even someone who seems to be a Rasha, seems to be appearing like Shimon, but his primius is a Yosef. So we call every Yid Yosef ben Shimon. That's a revelation that every Yid inside in his neshama is a tzaddik. There's a tzidkus that comes from every Shimon, and that tzidkus comes from his son, who's called Yosef. Yosef a tzaddik is the revelation of the primius of every Shimon. And in Pritzadik, and also in Tu B'Av, and also in Parshas Ekev, he brings, according to Sefer Yetzirah, every month has a letter, and every month has a shevet. According to the Girsa of the Arizal, who's the shevet of the month of Av? Shimon. And what's the letter of the month of Av? Tes. So points of the Reb Tzadik, Tes is Loshen Toiv. Gerut Tzadik Toiv. How does Shimon fit to the Pchina of Tzadik? Because the Pnimius of Shimon brings the Tes. That's the Pnimius that comes from the month of Av, the month of the Churban. From there could come a Pnimius that reveals that really everything is going to be good. It's always, you have the Tzidkus in Am Yisrael. You have the Yosef ben Shimon. That's why in the Gemara we use this concept called Yosef ben Shimon. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list, or what's a good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.